Today, three Palestinian groups are promising to suspend attacks against Israelis. Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Yasser Arafat's movement Fatah all say they will stop shooting and bombing for at least 3 months, in one case more. They made those promises at the same time that Israeli forces began pulling back from a Palestinian area, the Gaza Strip. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, all these groups, Palestinian groups, announced a ceasefire on the same day, but what exactly did they agree to here?
Well, first of all, there were two separate announcements. The first came from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, in which they said they would stop their military operations against what they called the Zionist enemy if Israel would stop its operations against them. They said that includes incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas and assassinations of Palestinian militants. And Hamas leader Abdelaziz Rantisi said that if Israel doesn't fulfill its part of the deal, then the Hamas part of the deal is off. Several hours later, Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement announced a six-month suspension based on the Egyptian initiative. The Egyptians had been trying to get everyone to agree to a six-month deal, and that was approved by the Fatah Central Committee. Now, this ceasefire apparently applies both inside Israel and out in the West Bank and Gaza. Originally, they had thought it might apply only inside Israel, but they said it also applies to soldiers and settlers. However, this evening, there are reports of a shooting attack at Jewish settlers near the West Bank city of Hebron, and at least one Israeli was wounded, perhaps several.
So the gunfire continues. Is everybody covered by this ceasefire?
No, everybody is not covered by this. Most significantly is the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, which is a military offshoot of the Fatah movement. And that was one of the reasons that the Fatah announcement was delayed, because they were trying to convince Al-Aqsa to sign on as well. The problem with Al-Aqsa is that it's very decentralized. There are different local leaders in different areas. And yesterday, Al-Aqsa statements came out saying that Al-Aqsa will not respect the ceasefire and that attacks will continue. It's not known yet who is responsible for tonight's shooting attack.
And very briefly, you said that there are conditions on this ceasefire. Any chance that Israel will meet them?
Well, Israeli officials have said that they will stop assassinations of Palestinian militants, except in the case of what they call ticking bombs. In other words, somebody who is on his way to carry out an attack. Israel has said they will not stop those. However, Israeli officials tonight said that they will first inform Palestinian security forces and give them an opportunity to act before Israel acts. Also tonight, there was an arrest of a man that Israel said was wanted for involvement in attacks. About 15 jeeps backed up by Apache helicopters went into a Palestinian village near the West Bank city of Jenin and arrested someone who Israel says was involved in attacks. So it's not clear if these kinds of arrests will continue, and if they do, if these militant groups will see that as a violation of the ceasefire.
So, Linda, we have efforts, at least promises, at least on both sides, moving in the direction of peace. This all comes in the months after, of course, the United States defeated Iraq. I know that advocates of that war were suggesting that as soon as Saddam Hussein was thrown out of power, it would become easier to do a lot of things in the Middle East, including establish peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Is there any sign of a connection between the developments in Iraq and what's happening the last few weeks in Israel and on the West Bank?
Well, one sign is that the Bush administration has become extremely involved in peacemaking in the Middle East in a way that they were not before. In the past month, we've seen visits by President Bush, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and this weekend by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. There are also some Israeli officials saying that with the Iraqi threat gone, Israel is rethinking its whole strategic perception. In other words, that once there's no longer a threat of Iraqi missiles, that Israel realizes that the real military threat comes from its neighbors, the Palestinians, and that they have to try to find a way to solve that problem. And that one of the arguments Israel has always put forward was that holding on to the West Bank gives Israel strategic depth against Iraq, and that that argument perhaps might not be as strong now as it was before the war.
NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks as always.
Thank you.